Canyon's general manager, Mike Gore, said there were a few complaints about not having enough powder days, but overall the skiing was good and customers were happy. He could not give exact figures on revenues or Epic Pass sales, but they did well for their first winter season under their new operator, Vail Resorts.
That was an important piece of our first year. A lot of integration took place. We had spoke about that, I think, earlier in the winter, but we're fully integrated into the Vail Resorts family now and really had a terrific winter.
But would anybody have noticed that Vail Resorts kind of took the resort over?
No, I think that's a great point. I don't think that people noticed. Much of the operation was the same faces. I do think they noticed those that took advantage of the Epic Pass. That certainly was a change that was meaningful to our skiers and riders. But other than that, the front, kind of the guest-facing things really were very much the same.
Gore said they had the snow they needed right through to the end of their season.
Really good surface conditions, top to bottom, right through the last day. I have to say, I'm looking at the mountain that following week. I think I was glad we weren't still open. We did take it right to the end. But, yeah, really good skiing, right all the way through.
Gore said they will be busy on improvements during the warm months.
We're already underway with golf course construction, and the golf course slated to open in September this fall, so that's exciting news. The Cloud Dine restaurant is being rebuilt, I guess you would say. As you may know, that was a temporary sprung structure, and that's being removed, and a new restaurant is being built on Dream Peak. We've got some snowmaking expansion underway, additional trail work, both mountain bike trail, improvements in our bike park, as well as improvements to ski trails. And we'll have a little bit more glading that we'll do this year in a couple of areas on the mountain.
He also had this review of summer activities.
We've got our summer concert series that starts, really kicks off with the July 3rd. Event. Solistics will be back again, the 9:30 fireworks. That's always a good time. And as a reminder, parking at that event, we do charge for parking for that one event, and 100% of the proceeds go to the People's Health Clinic. And then we've got the summer concert series throughout the rest of the summer. We've got our same list of summer activities and events this year, the bike park, mountain biking, hiking, gondola rides. Red Pine is open. Tours. Farmers Market will be back.
On a final note, he said the Ski Link proposal has been shelved.
The Ski Link was tabled many months ago, really in conjunction with the kickoff of Mountain Accord. And the idea was to not propose a project of that magnitude. While we worked with Mountain Accord, participated in that process and that important planning effort. So I don't anticipate us bringing anything forward until the Mountain Accord process gets farther along.
Canyon's general manager, Mike Gore. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.